Socrates Cafe is a informal philosophical discussion group, which it's really only philosophical in the sense that we deal with fundamental questions. But what it really is it's a gathering of people who come together, who want to discuss in a little more detail questions that come into their minds. Maybe in our day-to-day lives, we'll think about or wonder about something and think about it for a few minutes, maybe try to engage a friend in conversation or something like that. But in Socrates Cafe, we're all there for the purpose of entertaining these kinds of questions. So it allows people to indulge their curiosity. And I think humans do have an innate curiosity, but there are certain people who really want to take that curiosity to the next level and not just wonder, hey, I wonder what the world is all about, or I wonder, really, does God exist? And why should I believe that God exists? You know, how does the mind, how does consciousness relate to the physical matter that is my brain? These kinds of questions and many more. Free will, how can in a world that's fully determined, where every effect has a cause, how can there be anything free? How can free will, something, exist outside of this causal chain, which we're told by science is the way everything works? So, and a lot of questions. A lot of times the questions are religious or political. People are concerned about the way the country's going, the way sometimes the gaps between rich and poor, or the gaps in understanding the world between older and younger people. And really just about anything can come up in a Socrates Cafe. Now that's on one level, Socrates Cafe works like that. On another level, I think that maybe unbeknownst to the people, what is also happening is that is exercising our what it means to be in a democracy. That is to have a dialogue with people, oftentimes when the people have a view that's very different from their own.